some of the group, from some of the receivers who are fighting for positions, what have you seen from some of the other guys?
I've seen guys go out there and compete and make plays. You know, as far as, you know, who's fighting, I have no idea. You know what I mean? So, but, I mean, the best thing for those guys to do is just go out there and continue to compete, continue to get better, and, you know, when the ball comes their way, make the play.
Anybody stand out?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a lot of guys have had their days where they've made plays. You know, Jordan had a really good day yesterday. You know, it's training camp today, but, you know, today he didn't catch as many balls. So, it's all about, you know, that's the grind of training camp. So he's got to be patient. But like I said, just make sure you know what you're doing and make the play when the ball comes your way.
It seems like you guys have been working on a lot of back shoulder throws the last 2 days. Can you just kind of take me through the teaching points and how you get good at that throw?
It's just another weapon to have in your arsenal. So I think that's something that we'll have. That's not necessarily what we're looking for. It's just something that we'll have in our, you know, bag of tricks that we can pull out. And it's probably the single hardest throw to defend in football. So it'd be good to kind of practice that just so you have it down.
What's important for the wide receiver on
that? Run the fade, run the go route first, and then adjust to the ball. And when you start looking for the back shoulder, that's when it can kind of go sour. So.
I know last year, a lot of people talked about how, well, with Deshaun going out, it makes the offense less explosive. And Deshaun talked about how you got a lot of double coverage last year, but Chip said it was more everybody playing, you got single across the board. If that is the case, how much more creative can you do with that offense if that's how defense is going to play?
You know, it just gives you opportunities to go out there and make plays, man. You know, mano a mano, you know, him versus me, to go out there and defeat your matchup. You know, I think if anybody had more intention on them, I think it was our running back. So, you know, as far as us, man, I one-on-one coverage all game, I'll take that.
Why do you think it's so difficult to repeat as division champion? I mean, it hasn't happened in 10 years. You haven't had a repeater in division here. Why do you think that is?
I think regardless of how down or how up the NFC East is, I think it's just a competitive division. I think we know each other so well, you know, so I think that makes it harder to win, you know, consecutive years. But I think we got the right group of guys to go out there and take it again.
Is there any limit to what LeSean McCoy can do in this offense in the second year?
If there is, you got to show me. So, you know, I'm excited to kind of, you know, watch him progress in his offense and, you know, him take his game to the next level as well.
Because of the way you guys were defended last year, is there an added emphasis on beating press coverage? I mean, the coaches have talked a lot about it just in the past couple of days. Do you notice that?
Yeah, absolutely, man. And then one thing I'm trying to, you know, help these young guys understand is that it's harder in practice to defeat bump and run coverage than it is in a game. In practice, you know, there's a lot of holding. There's guys lined up in the neutral zone. A lot of other stuff that goes into it. So I just tell these guys, man, go out here, be aggressive, work on your releases, and trust me, the game will be a lot easier.
A couple days in, you know, now that you're, like, got 5 or 6 practices, how is the knee, and is it better than expected to go full out, you know?
I mean, I didn't come in here, you know, thinking I have any limitations or anything like that. You know, the knee's held up fine. I feel great. You know, I'm out here getting better each and every day, and that's all I can ask for.
When you put a move like you put on Maragos, okay, in one pass, is that a more confirmation that, okay, I'm where I need to be right now?
I don't think I necessarily need confirmation. I think maybe you guys do, but like I said, man, I've been feeling fine since I've been out here since April 21st, man. Continue to get stronger, continue to get better, and working on my craft.
Thank you.